from now on.
I have that Cremota hat.
I have 500 of them. Do you want one?
The white ones, what color is the print on it?
We have cream with white.
You know what I've noticed with hats?
You would look like
white. I need to wear them for like half a year and then they start looking good on me. So I'm going
to
buy,
you have to wear it in.
I'm going
to
buy a mannequin head and I'm going to put all my hats on mannequin heads whenever I get new hats. And I'm just going to let them sit there for months.
Are you fucking?
Because the hats don't look good on my head until months later, until they finally fit my head. I'm like, oh, that looks good.
It also helps how much you take them on and off.
Yeah.
Like you're really breaking them in.
So it's basically like with those shoe stretchers. You put them on like a, what do they call it? The little insert and it stretches them out. So they're, you break your shoes in. It makes sense.
It does make sense.
I want to see these mannequin hats in Zane's closet.
I'll get them. Or I'll just like get one so it's not creepy as fuck that I have like eight.
Or just get like a little like ring thing to like open it up inside the hat.
A ring thing?
Like,
yeah.
What do you mean? Do
you mean like an expanding head?
like a mouth expander.
Oh, right.
It grows with you. It's like a head that like is actual human head. And it's just like grows. A stretcher. Yeah, I like that. It's like a chia pet.
I don't know. You're going to have a girl come over. She's going to go to your closet and be like...
There's already some questions.
But even like explaining it doesn't even make it okay. What's up with all them? Oh, I use it to stretch my hats out when I'm not wearing them.
I have a few things in the house now that are questionable that I feel like when a girl comes over, like... Velcro is kind of questionable. When someone comes in, it's kind of like, oh, you're 6 years old. You have a bearded dragon.
Or,
so I have to, like, something I have to get through.
No,
get past.
I think.
tell me when you see a bearded dragon, you don't think, oh, that's a little kid.
A 30-year-old man, I would be like, oh, he's good at taking care of something.
He's responsible.
Yeah, he's responsible.
Okay, that's only because you got it from you. But imagine you walking to any house and they had a bearded dragon. You'd come right back to us in our group and be like,
it seems he has a bearded dragon. No, like a reptile seems like rich.
It kind of does.
Rich?
Yeah. Like,
I think an aquarium is rich.
Ooh.
If someone has an aquarium, they got money.
Do you know
money.
How like, expensive aquariums are?
My brother has one. Did he see the one in his in our playroom now in my house in Florida? It's huge. Sorry, it's a playroom.
How much? How much is like a standard aquarium? Or like what scale are you talking about?
The tank is expensive, but then like the you have to like always have it monitored, your water. You have to drain it, refill it.
Yeah,
we had this whole like reverse osmosis machine that we had at the house to basically like make the water to when you would redo it. And then the little pieces that you would like set up on the rocks and stuff, like the different like live
plants, all of
like
that.
The live plants, all that is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
There's so much chemistry
for fish.
It's way more work than you think it is to run an aquarium.
And then you got to move. Good luck. Good luck moving 10 different species of fish.
I just think it's crazy how expensive it is to have such a cheap animal.
Right.
And, you know what I mean?
Like the
to have an animal that doesn't do anything, that just sits somewhere.
Exactly. Right. I feel, and they live good too. These fishes in these big tanks, they have a whole world in there and they don't got to worry about predators.
Right.
They don't have to worry about sharks. Fucking, they are living in this beautiful fucking world of their own.
And everybody's just gawking at them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can they
see us? They can't.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're smart. They're smart animals.
Used to follow my finger up and down the glass.
Oh.
Jungle to Jungle.
Oh my talking god. About, Martin Short.
Used to follow my finger.
Siku.
That's not good fish.
My brother has. He's so bougie now. He's getting all these like exotic animals in his tank. He has now like a French like shrimp that like walks around and goes like that. It's crazy.
A French shrimp.
It just looks like a French shrimp. The way it's rocking around, like ho ho ho. Like it just it makes you feel like he's French for sure.
Wasn't the shrimp in Finding Nemo French?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what made me think of that.
Oh.
But he there's something else that he has in there. I think he has like some sort of squid or something that's like just
it's
beautiful. And they cost so much money.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
To have those. For what? I'm like, are you going to grow it and eat it? Are you going to eat the shrimp? I would love to have the shrimp on my linguine.
It's a flex.
Pasta.
It's just like it's an aquarium flex.
I love a good aquarium that's between like two walls.
Yes. Oh.
You see one room and then
instead
the
of a fireplace, it's an aquarium.
Do you remember?
Double-sided.
Do you remember the show where they used to like build insane aquariums for people?
Insane Aquarium.
It.
I saw one in person.
From the show?
From the show.
Oh my God.
They're unbelievable. They make them for celebrities' houses.
Like $300,000 aquariums.
Doesn't Logan Paul have like a ridiculous aquarium? Probably. Wasn't he on that show? I feel like Logan Paul had a big aquarium phase for a year.
After that 2 years of great crypto strategy that he made, he probably has a $300,000 aquarium.
Yeah, all them people have been real quiet about crypto. Yeah,
Pokemon cards, all those Pokemon cards that he sold. I wonder where he's at now.
I want like a Rainforest Cafe like massive cylinder.
Yes, yeah. I like that.
That just you have to get in a scuba thing and like feed them all. That's what I want to see. Should we run that?
Let's do it.
Let's run that shit.
Come on, baby.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
It's coffee talk, baby. Woo! Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Wow. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And welcome to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Apologies for the last episode. Again, if you didn't watch the last episode, audio got corrupted. It got messed up. Shit happens. So we had to flippity the episodes.
Yeah, so the Patreon episode went public. The public episode went to Patreon. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see that one, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We got a bunch of bonus episodes on there too. Check it out.
I saw a really great comment when I was going through the last episode's comments. I saw a comment that said, this episode wasn't like the other episodes. It didn't hit.
One of these things.
And I just want to grab this person and go, did you not watch the first 10 seconds of the episode? What did we say?
They probably did it though.
We said that this episode is not unlike the other episodes because it is a Patreon episode. There was no intro. It was probably, you know what? They saw no intro and they were like, fuck this.
It's like all the TikTok comments, like just asking for the answer. Instead of like going on Google for 2 seconds and like trying to figure something out, it's just give me the answer. Somebody tell me now. I don't want to put any effort in.
Exactly.
Zane, why do you look like this?
I was hoping I was invisible. I was hoping nobody saw this. I was hoping people thought that I was trying to change up my look and got a new hat, new cap.
It's a beanie.
You know, I just went to Kabbalah. I went to the mosque. They had us wear these things.
Or before. You look like a surgeon. Like you just got on call. You just washed up.
And you know what? I was a little bit of a surgeon this weekend. I did someone's tattoo, but we'll get to that. But when did I get this? Yesterday.
He's still on drugs, guys.
I know. Yesterday I got my second hair transplant and I just turned 30. So that makes sense. You know, midlife crisis right now. I went to the same doctor. I had to give him a shout out. Dr. Ziering. He is incredible. He makes it so smooth. The team is so fast and easy. And we just crack jokes the whole time. So it just makes the 12-hour surgery much more fun. Now, and I got to watch the whole Wednesday Addams series.
Oh, it's 12 great hours?
What? Oh, 12 hours. And you had a staff of people. But before we get to that, what is this procedure different from your last one?
Okay, so this time, that's not like the last time. Last time, they did an FUT where they cut... FUT and FUE, F-U-T I don't know which strip. One it is. It's a strip. FUT, they stripped the back of my head and they got like a bunch of follicles all at once and then they stitched it back up. So they took the two skin and they stitched it back up. So they had
Hair transplant if you're confused.
Yeah, it's a hair transplant. And so they cut it all up, get all the follicles out, and then they implant it in my head. This time I did not want to cut my head. I did not want to go through that. And I did not want to recover for like 2 weeks. I wanted to get back in here today and not be on a full of drugs because my head is like, you know, still really swollen. So instead they put me down on like head first on the table and they just plucked it out from the back of my head and they do it in separate places. So it doesn't look like shit
all over. So it's not like you have like a bald spot. Yeah. So they kind of like
pick
areas that are like a little bit denser than other areas. And they literally like watching it. So I went and saw him getting it done.
Yeah.
They take it's basically like a little tiny hole puncher and they punch over top of the hair.
Okay.
And then they just keep doing that all over and it pops the whole follicle out and then somebody else is grabbing them from out of the hole as it's going
it's
on.
Really, it's unbelievable. Insane.
Are they wearing like they binoculars?
They have the glasses with the zoom. So they're right there.
But is he passing the hair follicle onto another person and then they're walking over with the hair follicle?
It's like five people in
one
like
room.
A row.
Everyone at a
time.
Job.
So one person's job the entire time is to go boom, 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 and like punch holes all over the head. And the person next to them is grabbing them out of the holes and lining it up on their finger. And they're punch like and just grabbing it like this. Then after they have like their whole finger lined up, they take it and then they set it in like a Petri dish. And then somebody runs that Petri dish over to somebody that's sitting over there with like a microscope and they're cutting the hairs. So when they're punching it, they're getting like four hairs at a time in the follicle and then they're slicing them into individual
hairs.
Holy
shit. How many people are we talking about?
There's like probably five people.
Like 5 to 6 people
are they
in
Oompa
the room.
Loompas?
No, there's a
Doompa.
They got that shit down.
That's Willy Wonka and the hairline factory. Like Willy Wonka, but hair transplants.
Exactly. It's which is crazy because when I was face down in the room, I thought I was up the whole time. Then after waking up, I realized I was out.
You were snoring so loud.
Heath was in the room for like an hour and a half and I had no fucking idea.
Oh, you didn't know he was there?
I thought I heard his voice, but still I didn't really understand what, because I was on Valium. They had me on Valium right
yeah,
before
baby.
They started. But I thought I was up. It was so interesting. Yo,
that looks like a sushi restaurant.
It looked like a sushi. They had it on like a wood board and everything. But it's so interesting that they're cutting up these hairs.
It's
and
crazy.
Each hair is worth $9.
Yeah.
No, $9 a follicle. That's it. It's and they are just plug.
What if one falls on the floor?
Isn't that crazy?
Shit.
You would think they'd only drop any on the floor. It's crazy. But they don't. It's like so
and were you sitting, were you like in like a massage chair thing? Like did you have your face and you have an iPad and
so
you're watching
this whole
oh my god.
And it's great.
Wow, it looks like a factory, not a doctor's office.
How to save a life.
I did post this whole process on Snapchat. If you guys are really interested, it's gonna be gone by the time you watch this.
But you'll have it on your public stories though, as like a highlight. Kind of. Right?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Sure, I'll have it on like a public story where you just watch the whole thing and I'll post it. But they, it's in like three phases pretty much. The first phase is they pluck from the back of your head, right? Or they shave your head off and then they pluck from the back of your head. They have it all lined up, ready to go. And then they sit me up and then they punch all the new holes in. Oh my God, I gotta watch out.
Yeah, careful.
They punch all the new holes in my head, which takes forever. And that's when Dr. Ziering comes in because that's like the most important part is the punching where the follicles are gonna go. So that will take like 2.5-3 hours, right? Because he wants to make it perfect. He has like this pattern he has to like follow to make it look natural. And then after he's done with that,
phase three,
is he grab they his staff grabs hairs and they're all on each end and they're just pluck.
So crazy.
That's the back of your head.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that was the front of my head.
That's how
if that was the front of my head. That would look insane. That looks like fake blood though. When you look at
I'm not gonna Zane, I almost passed out.
Really?
When I was watching, because they were doing all this and I'm like, okay, I can handle this. A little bit of like blood dripping out. And then you started making a bunch of sounds and then they're like, oh, he can feel it. Cause you were like, you were knocked out sleeping, but then you'd be like, ah, and you'd make like
no.
And they're like, oh, he can feel it. And then they'd inject your
head. No, I was 100% sleeping at that time.
Right, but your body still feels.
While sleeping, you were like, ah, and they would be like, okay, he could still feel it.
Wait, did you get video of that?
Not of you screaming. I had videos of you snoring, but like every like so often you'd be like, you'd make that sound. So then they'd pump you with more painkillers.
That's crazy.
So when they would do that and they would bring that needle out and they'd shoot you in the back of the head, that's when I was watching, the lady's talking to me, I'm seeing it, and I'm just like, I started getting like this. She's like, if you need to sit down, you can sit down. I'm like, I need to sit down.
As Heath is watching this, he's there mainly because he's getting this in a month. So he wanted to see what it was like.
I don't think I should have watched it.
It's crazy.
But I think, I mean, the thing is, you have to remember, Heath, I don't feel a fucking thing.
No, I know.
What's crazy is this is 100% cosmetic. Like, it looks like you're removing a fucking tumor.
Like a life-changing surgery. I know.
We need to do this for you to stay alive.
It's insane.
You're willingly doing this
because
you want to do it.
Like if somebody posted that and was like, pray for Zane, like and showed that, it would look like something like really
intense. I was so cool with this procedure today because last time I was scared for last time because I knew they were cutting my head open. I was like, this is bad. But now that I knew that they were doing the complete opposite and it's going to be much better, I didn't care what the hell was happening in the back of my head. Pa, 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 pa. They could have.
Zane, you got to do that TikTok trend where it's like the doctor's in my hair transplant room. Ding.
Ding. That's funny.
That's really good.
The doctor's working their ass off to give me the best hairline possible.
But when I hate how like expensive shit is, but when I see how long it takes for all of them to do this,
it
makes sense. 12 hours, then it like makes sense that like, okay, yeah, this makes sense that like this is expensive. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because this is crazy. Because not talking shit about Turkey, right? I'm not like, but you, when you see Turkey hair transplants, why does it look like there are bugs coming out of the of their head after they get it done?
It looks scary.
But when like I get it done here, I'm gonna show you right now. Clear the camera, baby.
Show it.
Oh, I don't know if I want it.
It's clean. It's pretty clean.
Clear the camera. But when I did it with Dr. Ziering, right? You do it here. It fucking, you don't see any of that, like.
You can't even, from back here, you can't even tell.
It doesn't look like parasites are coming out of your head. Yeah. Normally, just type in Google.
It's like every dot is like raised and it looks like a bubble.
Yeah, it's scary. And that's initially what made me not want to do it, because I'm like, I don't want to look like I'm dying for 3 months.
Yeah.
But like, this is the day after and it looks incredible.
Yeah, you look fine.
It's weird.
Do you need to let it breathe?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, No, I do. This does allow me to, this is breathe. This is like,
okay.
The way they make this, honestly just to cover it.
So we're not staring at it.
Staring at it, exactly. But no, this is allowed. This is breathable.
You're supposed to stay cool. Are you supposed to be like really cool or not?
Yeah, things like I'm not allowed to do is I can't go to like in a sauna. I can't be under the sun for 10 minutes. Oh, so if I'm like under the sun and it's been 10 minutes, that is already too.
You're like an umbrella.
Like Michael Jackson.
No, it's like all these rules are insane. I can't drink caffeine for 6 days. I can't drink.
No nicotine.
No nicotine. I can't, no drinking, obviously. I think drinking is actually longer. I can't.
Are you going to use
really
this?
Random
no sex?
I can't do Tylenol or ibuprofen. It's like really strange
probably
things I can't do.
Because you're on like certain medication, you can't mix Tylenol, yeah. I'm sure.
Well,
with your
no, there's something in ibuprofen and Tylenol.
You can take, you can't take ibuprofen or Advil. You can take acetaminophen.
Yes, acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen codeine is what you're on. You're on a prednisone. You're on an antibiotic.
Are you feeling real good?
And
No, I actually didn't take. I only took prednisone right now and antibiotic or something. Anti-inflammatory antibiotic. So I'm fine.
And take the antibiotics all the way to the end.
Yeah,
it
doesn't hurt like at all though.
Good.
That's insane. Which is crazy. And they were actually I went in today because they're giving they have to give me like these baths because you cannot scrub or anything. They literally grab a cup of water and they pour it. That's how you're supposed to clean it.
Having like a sunburn and then getting in the shower? Does it feel like that kind of like burn sting?
A little bit. It's like, yeah, like a little sting. Ooh. It feels like sore. It feels like tender. A bunch of holes were punched in your head and now you're like trying to like let it heal. But they were telling me that they were so surprised that it wasn't hurting me today. Like they just didn't understand why.
My little
warrior. They did a good job.
No, but no, I'm like really, I hurt easily. That's the weird thing. I hurt really easily.
Was there at some point where they were going to take hairs from somewhere else and put them on your head?
I did want to get my thigh hairs because it's so nice and thick, but they said that was not a good idea.
Okay.
Well, it would start to grow to that length.
Yeah. What?
Can you do your beard? That's thick and coarse.
You can do your beard. You could do your beard. You could do your eyebrows. You could do your.
You know what's really weird? Watching people get a beard transplant that don't have like hair here to transfer it, so they take it from their head and it's super straight. Like it looks almost like
that looks good though, right?
Like a Ken doll type hair coming out of like
I kind
of
like that.
Kind of cartoon-y.
It's really interesting. Yeah.
Is that not like a nice thing to look at?
It's just interesting to see like super super straight beard hair.
You need a little burl, like you know, yeah. Kind of like some gruff.
When I had a big beard, sense. I used to blow dry my beard to make it a little more straighter, and it looked really nice.
Yeah,
it looked like you were cleaned up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
It keeps it in control.
Exactly.
Man, a beard transplant. So it's for people who want a beard so badly.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ooh, imagine.
What if I got that done?
There's a lot of people that like are really patchy and like they can never grow a beard, but they really want a beard, so they just go get it.
I understand it.
That's kind of like it with too. Me.
A beard. I feel like a beard is very important for like a lot of men.
I need to figure out some way to incentivize myself to grow a beard to see how bad it could get or how good it could look.
The thing is, you've had no beard for so long. I don't even think you'd want a beard anymore because it's like your part of your.
I just
like
don't
me.
Think it looks,
I couldn't I get rid of it because I've had a beard for 15 years of my life where I can't like get rid of it anymore.
Right. I just don't think I like would look like I'm doing okay. Like if I just
something's wrong with me. Out of nowhere you had a beard, people would be like, oh, something is up with Matt. I think he's going through something.
I do want to see you with a beard to see how older you would look.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I can't picture it.
I can't picture it.
Like, just how
either.
We casually have, like, facial hair.
Yeah. I just can't picture on Matt's head. Matt's face.
So, now that we got the hair transplant done, anything else you want to get done?
No, that's it. The hair transplant is the only thing that I would, cosmetically, I feel like.
Oh, they told me I could do it in my eyebrows. They said they'll do it while I'm asleep.
See, but eyebrows, even if you suddenly did your eyebrows, or even if you darken them up, everybody would, like...
Well, I think it all depends on... Well, Scott did it. Scott, like, remember he dyed his eyebrows and it looked like good? Remember we saw him one day, we're like, you look better, what happened?
But Scott changes up his hairstyle a lot. He changes up the color. Like, he's like a Todd. We're like, you wouldn't even notice if they get a haircut done. Like, Scott's hair could be pink. I wouldn't be like, oh, you dyed your hair pink. Yeah, he's always switching it up.
Yeah.
But
I need to stop tapping my head. I'm just...
You're getting the same thing he got, or you're getting anything with the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Mariah, about it? Are you nervous?
No. He's definitely more nervous than me. I'm excited because he's going to have to lean on me and rely on me to take care of him, and I have to be up his ass 24/7.
Did she come in and see mine?
No.
Oh, you would have hated it. You would have liked it.
I'm good with it. He's queasy.
Mm, you like horror movies. I
love horror. Yeah, I love blood.
Mariah, you'd be like...
I'd be like, can I try one?
Are you getting yours done?
January 13th.
January 13th.
And you know what I just realized? It's on Friday the 13th.
Oh! No.
They told me that while I was there watching you. And they're you're Friday the 13th. And I was like, no, it's not. And I checked, and sure enough.
But sometimes it's like,
break
good luck.
The stereotype.
And I was like, no wonder that day was
That's
open.
Why it was available. I didn't even know that.
Patricia and I are getting, oh, wait. I don't want to say.
Just say
you can't do that.
I don't want to say the date.
You can't do that.
Sorry.
You're getting a baby?
No. We're getting married. Okay. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I get it.
Anyways, Friday the 13th. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate
Very
that.
Very good.
Sometimes it's like good luck.
But yeah, I think they're going to throw a couple in my...
The thing is, they told him if you do your eyebrows... They're gonna it's going to grow like hair. My normal.
So it'll just continue to grow.
Oh. So you have to.
Wait,
so
you're going to look like Hunger Games.
So I could have technically grow my eyebrows out.
Wait, would you do that though?
Imagine.
Would you do that?
Probably That'd not. Be
I mean, just let it grow one day and just. I don't know. Play with it. Do a little like a bow tie.
I do it. Yeah, I do it like a mustache. Oh, you know when they like
That'd
twist
be
it up.
Sick. If I were you, I would like at least once just to see what it looks like and let people react to it. Like go out to a restaurant and you're just like, yeah, once yeah, and just like get it out of your way and just have a conversation.
I'm blowing it up.
Have you seen that girl on TikTok who has collected her hairs from like her shower?
Yes.
And now it's been like 3 years. She has a whole wig.
Is it a whole wig
it's,
now?
It's pretty much a whole wig.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's pretty much a whole ponytail of like.
You can donate it for sure.
That's insane to me. That yeah. like that much hair you lose.
But just hair. What's crazy to me? Hair doesn't die, right?
Hair is dead.
Oh, because it's dead skin cells. But it's just wild that like once the hair's removed, but you can keep it and put it on a wig and still rock the hair.
Yeah.
You know, like the hair itself doesn't fizzle.
Wait, actual hair is dead cells?
Well, you shed dead skin. It's a combination of like.
I didn't know that.
You know what's really weird? The place my parents got their dog from, the dog breeder, she would brush all the dogs.
Stop.
And she would save all the fur and turn it into stuff. Like, and she would have like beanies and like sweaters out of the hair.
It's gotta be stank.
It's insane.
It's got to be stinky, though. There's no way. Like, how do you even make that smell good?
I mean, it just probably just smells like puppy.
What?
That's like that? Cruella de Vil shit.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's
or
weird.
It's repurposing.
Yeah, maybe
we shed sheep to make cotton. No, or wool.
Everybody in the cotton.
Sheep to make cotton. That's true.
That's weird.
What'd you do the past week?
What did I do? Oh, I got up at 7 in the morning to watch the World Cup.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you got up that early to
watch
it.
Are we doing good? Is USA doing all right?
We're out.
Fucking idea.
Oh, dang it.
We lost to the Netherlands. Mm. But I watched it at a golf course with like a couple of friends. I had a bunch of friends who were in town and I figured, hey, well, if they're in town, they're going to get up at 7 in the morning. Why not just go? And I drank the whole day from 7 a.m.
Good for you. As you should, baby.
Whoa.
I know. And I didn't even like pass out once.
That's good.
And I didn't hit any nicotine, nothing.
Very good, man. We're all so proud of you.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. But
have you been craving it still? Like today, did you crave it 1 second?
Not once today.
That's good. Very good.
Are you going to use this today. Week of not doing it to help?
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to help, because even yesterday, that whole day, I didn't crave it really.
Good.
Like doing the surgery. So I think I can do it, but I don't think it's that first day that's the hardest, right? It's like that.
No, it's five, six. Day 5 and 6 are the hardest, and then day 14, it's like.
That's why it's hard. Like when that first day when I was getting to them, I'm like, this isn't going to be hard at all. And then I realized that Matt told me, oh, it's not the first day.
No, you've seen me at my manic state. But it's like a funny manic state, because like I had to be crazy to like allow myself to like accept the hilarity of like, I'm craving this and it's so silly.
And part of his manic is makes me feel bad that I still do it. I kind of like it. It's fun.
No, by all means, go ahead. But I'm going to hold you accountable at least till day 5, until whenever you can do it again. But
just kill yourself slowly. Just kill yourself slowly.
I think he gets you get your rocks off or whatever they call it. You like watching him do it.
I don't know. It used to be really triggering for me. Now it kind of doesn't faze me.
And it's kind of like a competition. Like you're going to survive longer than I am.
You're more like looking at him like I'm better than you.
Yeah.
I'm more disgusted by it.
I guess if that helps you, if that helps you feel like to not smoke again, by all means, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
But don't like say it out loud to me. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not going to make you go live your best life.
There you go, baby.
I really don't care. Anybody is entitled to go living their best life.
And we did live our best life in Arizona last weekend.
Oh, you had a day of drinking. We had 6 in a row.
It was a lot. We really let ourselves go. We really did.
We are too old for the weekend. That
Mariah let herself go too. She was drinking these whipped fucking cans. Where are they? They're right here.
The whipped cream.
That bitch was
Cardi B's whip
that
shots.
Bitch was soaking in them whip shots by Cardi B for 4 days straight.
Were you bringing them into like the club?
It's her new favorite thing to drink now.
Wait, do you take now, Mariah? Is your strategy to put it on top of a drink, or you just shoot it in
just
your mouth?
Just shoots it.
Can you get?
Have you tried it?
We tried it last episode, but not on camera. I think.
And she was like, it was weird. The way she was excited to drink those was like me with tequila. Like it was really weird. Like I never saw the side of Mariah before.
Okay, but is one like, is that one shot?
No, it's actually not the best. Like you have
to. It doesn't really do much.
It's still alcohol in there.
Once everybody saw that we had them, everybody else took them. I only think I had maybe 4 the whole weekend. 4. Because once I saw people that we were around that I didn't know starting to do it from the same can, I'm like.
Oh, Matt Warren loved it, huh? He was sucking them bitches.
He was one of them.
He has a sweet tooth, I think. He has a problem like me. I've noticed he has a lot of same problems as I do.
Oh, okay.
Like with him with the puff, him with the whipped cream. Like I think he has issues he needs to figure out. And I'll help him through it because I have the same issues.
I have to ask a question. I want to get more into Scottsdale and Arizona and stuff.
Yeah.
People who take whippets, how do you get to the point where you're getting high off of these?
How do you get high off whipped cream?
You do it.
Do you have to
not
wait till
upside
it's empty?
Down. You do it straight up, so the stuff doesn't come out, and you huff the gas.
Wait, that actually works on regular whipped cream?
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't I thought you mean, needed like the actual machine.
I don't know the recipe. And I don't know how to do it.
I'm just saying. Okay, because like,
wait, really? Like you can actually
do whippets with
yeah, because it's like the
nitrous,
the
right?
nitrous gas inside that makes it like.
But you shouldn't
up or
do
whatever.
That. Don't do that. Maybe we should cut all that out.
No, like, I mean,
if a
lot of people fucking know that. I feel like no, I mean, don't do that. But I'm just surprised that it works off of those like cans like that. I thought you needed a special can like the whippet cans.
Gotcha. No, I'm not in the mood. It's a Wednesday.
I am.
So no, you just had hair transplant.
Oh yeah. I can't.
We got to be on top of this, guys.
And I am. I lose it in a fucking second.
Okay, you guys went to Arizona. Y'all went to Scottsdale, right?
Yeah.
Which is right outside.
We
of
flew
Phoenix.
Into Phoenix. And then we stayed in Tempe.
ASU is.
Well, we stayed in Paradise Valley. We went to Tempe for the happy hour meetup at the Total Wine. And then we kind of like bounced all over the place.
And I will say Arizona is so underrated.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning.
It's amazing.
It's gorgeous.
We were on Zillow all weekend. I was picking out my house.
It felt like Florida and LA in one spot.
The weather though, was it pretty moderate because it's December?
Well, it was
because it gets hot out
the
there.
The 2 days we were there, it was like raining, which was kind of annoying. And everybody was apologizing to us. They'd come up and be like, I'm so sorry you guys are in town right now and you have to deal with the rain. It never rains here. Oh. We're like, oh, it's all right. We still had fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was absolutely incredible. I loved it there.
And okay, so you went to, y'all had like a meetup.
Yeah, thank you to everybody who came out. And
yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Really appreciate that. It was a really good time.
Y'all look crazy.
Yeah, we did. And we, I think like half the time we were just going into different like bars and clubs just to like check out happy hour that we just got into.
We actually got it into a bunch of different bars and clubs out there, which is really cool.
Oh, dope.
Really fun.
Wait, were you guys like going in and like making them sign a contract? And like
they had already worked everything into getting it in the bar, but we just went there to basically like show face, thank them, and then we would buy a round of happy hour for every bar that was selling it. So we would just go in and just buy a bunch of happy hours and like give it out.
Whoa.
Or whatever. Or sometimes we would like just make sure everything was good. Like we would be looking at the menu, be like, can we get happy hour higher on the menu? Just really
Charlie came
business.
With the buckets. She was like, and make sure you use these buckets. So she was just giving free merchandise just to replace.
Did y'all have like a huge truck behind you guys carrying all the happy hour?
No,
like,
they already had them.
They already did the shipments and deliveries to get it into the bars and restaurants.
But a lot of the bars, it was their first day holding happy hour.
Yeah.
So we would just go around and they would go up and be like, we want to buy happy hours for everyone here.
Shit.
Yeah.
But they all were really cool.
Jungle party down in Tempe with the ASU students and stuff?
We went to Old Town. A few times.
Yeah.
And then we went to the, I forget what it was called, but it was like downtown for First Friday. So I guess like the first Friday of every month, they do like this whole like block party thing with like vendors selling merchandise.
It was like the Melrose Trading Post meets Vegas.
Very good. That was a really good description of what that was. And then that was pretty much the whole week. I'm trying to remember very specific moments that happened in Arizona. I just feel like it was all a blur at this point. Oh, we all got tattoos.
Those were real?
Yeah.
who got the happy hour tattoo? Well, hold on. I know Mariah got a tattoo. Did you get one?
I got one. I got a happy hour tattoo right here.
Show me. Take your pants off. Mariah, is this okay? Hold on. Oh my gosh.
It looks really good.
It looks
gorgeous.
That is nice.
So I think once I like cover this up with Game of Thrones.
Is that number one showstop?
I'm going to morph it into this.
I think you should add on to it. Get like a palm tree around it.
I get a can.
A full can.
All I want. When it comes to happy hour, that's all I want. I don't want it to look like a brand, like a fucking brand.
Do you know how people...
I want it to look more like authentic.
You know how people we hang around, they're very impulsive and someone says one thing and you got to run with it, especially if you're drinking and having a good time. We were at one of the bars and somebody said, I'll get a happy hour tattoo. And then everybody was on board. We'll do it to each other. I know a tattoo artist. They made the call.
They were trying to get the tattoo artist to come into the club to do it.
Yeah.
And he was down. And we were like, no, it's good. People just like bump
Arizona people are fun. And the house that we were staying at, we went back for like the after party. It was just us. And then we had... one of the photographers brought the tattoo artist. I looked at his Instagram. I was like, oh, he's actually really good. Like he's legit. And Zane ended up tattooing somebody happy hour on somebody first.
Oh, and I was like drunk.
Whoa.
Zane
yeah. Was that the first time you've ever held a tattoo gun?
Yeah, I know. I
you would not believe how good this thing looked.
Zane did a really good job.
I couldn't believe it.
You did the whole tattoo?
I did the whole tattoo.
From start to
finish. He did one outline of like half the R just to show me how the gun worked because I've never used a gun before. And then I did the rest.
But what about like... don't you have to like have a certain type of pressure?
He did it.
Yeah, I did.
You kept steady.
Oh, wait, did you see the picture?
Yeah, I saw videos and clips of it and I go, Zane, there's no needle in that. He's just like going up.
No, he did the whole thing. It took him like an hour.
It took me a long time.
Because you know he's also a perfectionist.
Yeah,
because mine took like, 20 minutes?
6 minutes.
And his took like an hour and 20, the one I did
actually,
to him.
Actually, yours took like 15 because we timed it.
Mine was 15 minutes?
Yeah. Wow. He finished the outline in 7 minutes.
Here, did you see the two tattoos next to each other?
No.
All right, let me show you real quick. It was, I was looking at it like I bought a new car for like an hour and a half.
Good job.
I just kept looking at it.
He didn't talk the entire time. People were trying to talk to him and he was just
in that kind of Zane mode. Yeah. You're not going to buy a tattoo gun now though.
When you look at the one next to mine, it's like,
no,
wait, who did you do this on?
This guy we met.
Wow.
Isn't that so good?
Wow.
What's that say?
Hoppy Fowler? Hoppy Four?
I will say I did the Y on Zane.
Oh, yeah. She did like the half the Y. Y.
Hell no. I mean, no, that looks great. I'm just like, wow, the trust.
Oh, no. I was really scared to do it, but he also wanted me to do it. So I was like, fuck, I have to do it.
He did really good.
What did you
get? I even told Zane, I was like, he was doing really well. And I was like, Zane, do you like it? And he goes, and the guy was like, it's boring, right? And Zane was like, I would never do this again. He was so bored. He was so good at it, but he was so bored.
I couldn't do it again.
Is it like that meticulous? Like, I've seen sometimes like up close videos. Yeah, because
it's
like,
it's not paper, it's skin. So it's like a completely different.
You're having to go in each pore, right?
Plus the needle is vibrating so fast, you can't tell where the actual tip is because it's like,
yeah, you can't.
It's like this.
Like, once you make a line, you're like, oh, that's not where I want the line to be.
Right.
But yeah. I would feel like if something was you feel the vibration in your hand.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Don't you kind of lose sensation? Like, have you ever been something vibrating and you don't feel?
It's not that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's tiny.
Okay.
And when you're pressing on it, like you kind of lose, like the pressure is going more into like the needle. Than
I have so
your
much
hand.
Respect for people who do tattoos.
Oh, yeah. It's like, especially 6 hour sessions.
I was at a party one time and a guy brought a tattoo gun and was just like trying to be like so cool. He brought a tattoo gun and his buddy was like, all right, give me a tattoo. And you could tell this dude had not been doing tattoos for that long.
Oh man.
And he started, I forget what it was, but it was like some word or some phrase, or he was trying to make some motto, like, you know, live life hard, something like that. And he starts with like the L, and the L is huge, like big, thick, big block bubble letter. And I'm going by and I'm like, that is a big L. And I go, they got a lot more. They got a fit on that arm. And the dude who's getting the tattoo is like smoking a cigarette. We were at Nick Vial's house. And I kept going by and I'm like, this is not turning out well. And y'all, they got to the second letter and the dude was yo, stop.
Really?
He goes, that looks really bad, right? And everyone at the party was like, I mean, it doesn't make sense how you're going to make it add up. And he got like, and the dude who was getting
What was he trying to get?
It was some phrase.
But it was just too big.
Like, it's like writing a happy birthday sign. You never fit. The H is always the biggest, and then it gets smaller and smaller because you can't squeeze it.
He should have started out with a stencil, something, or like, you know how like,
yeah, you trace it.
You're supposed to trace it and then you put it on.
He freehanded the whole thing.
Freehanded it.
Oh no.
And I still think about that fucking guy and where he is. And I think I've asked a few friends. I'm like, how's that one guy who was at the party and got that tattoo that didn't turn out well? What does his arm look like? It looked like something where you would have to get it removed, or you got to get creative on trying to make that work.
I watched.
Oh my god! So bad.
That's fucked.
I wish I took pictures of it, but it was like almost like it wasn't funny at the point where you wanted to go up.
No, you wouldn't want.
It's like making fun at that point. But I watched one of my friends get a tattoo out here on like Hollywood.
Yeah,
and it was clearly the guy's first time, like, doing a tattoo. It was really bad, but it was one of those, you know, people do like the bands around the arm.
Yeah,
it was like that. So it was like a thicker one and then like a smaller Zane, the thickness of the band going around was like this. Like that. And he was freehanding it also, but basically it wasn't connecting, like lining up, like the loop was going like this.
It's like cutting an avocado. Yeah, and you're
he had to get it to connect, and he was like, "Dude, it was the worst thing I've
How
ever
are they
seen.
Not fucking putting a stencil out before? Yeah, it's insane.
So bad. Oh. Like really, really bad.
Hell no. That's the shit, and that's what sucks is because you're under the needle, and you've agreed to this, and then a person is fucking it up.
Like, there's nothing funnier than watching somebody get a bad tube, but them trying to say out loud that it's good. Yeah, the person, like, it's hard to sit there and be like, fuck, this looks really bad. Like, watching somebody sit there and try to be excited about a tattoo that they know
deep down
is bad, so they're trying to convince themselves.
And they're looking at everyone else, right, guys? That looks pretty sick.
It looks good, right? What do you think?
It's stretched, but when I bend my arm, it'll form like better.
Yeah. Like it looks better if you.
It's the way I'm holding it out.
What did you get?
Oh, I'll show you.
Show your tats.
I'll show. Relax.
it's cute. It's so cute. It's a little cherry.
Yep.
It's.
You want to show the camera?
Matt, it's an apple.
Mariah, tell them why you got cherries.
Cherry soda?
Ask her mom.
Oh yeah, Shirley Temples.
Shirley Temples. Sorry, you did something on your Instagram where you said that, or Shirley was it Snapchat? Temples, yeah. Shirley Temples. I think like
it makes
that.
Sense. You drink it every fucking day.
Mariah's mother hasn't talked to her in 3 days.
Oh really? Oh no.
I sent her the picture of the tattoo. She hasn't said anything. I told Heath, I was like, I bet she's gonna think it's something sexual because back in her day, all the whores would get cherries and it's something sexy and she's probably pissed at me.
Girls she's like, I want to, she's like, I want to cross
here.
On pubes.
What?
Right? Wasn't that a thing? Get,
no.
Or they get strawberries. Cherries. Or like, I'm pretty sure there was like pubic hair.
Sweet.
I thought that was like a thing in like the 80s or whatever. You would get like, if you ever got wax or something, you'd get like
a cherry.
No, I don't know.
Maybe I'm totally wrong on that. Mm. Google it. And if that's not a thing, then cut it Google. Out. Okay. But go on. Okay, so your mom's not talking to you.
Well, Tina, it's not sexual or religious. It's Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, the drink, and then I used to watch Shirley Temple with my grandma growing up.
And so old crackers in well, my soup.
I said, I told rabbits. Heath, I was like, should I get a bowl of soup and a little animal cracker
aww,
in it?
Oh, that's cute.
It's a lot
cute.
More work my than other just elbow. Two cherries.
Wow. Yeah.
I think you could do it like kind of like symbolism to that instead of like a bowl of soup.
Yeah, what type of soup would it be? Like a tomato crackers. Soup?
A tomato soup. But would you make the tomato soup red?
Did no, people put do, animal crackers
in soup? Shirley in Temple soup? Sure did.
Animal crackers are a little too sweet to put in soup.
Yeah. That is way too sweet. No, I thought they put... Oh, wait. Animal crackers. They probably made like saltines. Like
what's those like octagon crackers?
Oh, like the oyster.
Oh, the oyster crackers.
Oyster crackers?
Ooh, get that and some clam chowder.
Yep. Why do they like, call those oyster crackers?
I don't know.
Because I think they usually are paired with like...
Oysters? Seafood.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cracker?
The circus animal crackers.
Oh.
Are those the
that's a dessert.
The purple and white ones. Oh my
the
God.
The frosted cookies. Animal cookies.
See, what was that almond brand that just sent us the flavored almonds or they sent me some? They had one that was skinny circus dip. Skinny dip.
They make circles animals?
It's basically, they taste just like the circus animal cookies.
Okay.
But they're dipped. They're almonds.
Oh my
so
God.
You, so good.
Did your parents,
cashews. Sorry.
Did your parents ever buy you the wrong animal cracker? Like, you know how usually like the frosted one with like the sprinkles are like the ones, but then they had the one that was really close to it that was like iced.
That's the one I'm talking about.
No. Jordan, type in iced animal crackers.
Oh.
It was like a kind of like a hard kind of.
Yes.
I can't.
Is
this
see-through?
My grandparents used to have this.
It was still pink, but it was different. Like, so those are the traditional ones, but then sometimes
those
they were
the
oh,
ones
those are
good.
Delicious.
Okay, wait, to the left, to the left. That, yes. That's it.
Oh.
Ew.
They weren't the right one, but sometimes those hit.
No. You said sometimes?
No. They're like not fully covered. That's they're like half-assed. Nah,
they're like mustachios. Sometimes it's good and
that's
sometimes
bad.
Just
get a
sometimes
bad.
You get that hard one.
I saw this video cook. That I didn't know was a universal experience, but they said when you grow up in a ingredients household and it was these kids in the pantry and they're like, when they have a sweet tooth, they can only get like the mini bag
morsels.
Of chocolate chips. And you would just take a ham. I don't know if anybody can relate to that, but that
my
was,
mom.
Yeah, I grew up in an ingredients household and like we would either have Ovaltine or we would have those, the chocolate chips because there'd be no junk.
That's really funny. Ingredients household.
But then there's like two different types of just standard animal crackers. They're the ones that come in the big tub, the big jar.
The one that's like lined up. It's like red and gold, right? That's
which
like
really the, weren't that good. But when you were in school and you got those,
ooh,
they
that.
Tasted.
Yeah.
And then there were the kind that were in
the little
box. Yeah.
The
that had a little
box.
Rope.
The string, yeah, the yellow and white
it's
string.
Like ginger ale on a plane.
Well, those were circus animals. These were animal crackers because they were all going to a circus.
Yes. I remember the ones in the jar.
Well, I'm going to just open that and smell.
I can't believe you got a bucket of cheese balls in Arizona.
For the meetup, we were at the liquor store and me and Charlie immediately like zoned in on these cheese balls, the bucket of cheese balls. And like, she's the only other person I know that I can just slam those back with me. And she goes, let's just get them. I'm like, all right. And I grab them and she starts opening it. And then we just put it behind the counter and we're eating it. And then we just left.
Oh no, she ended up paying for it afterwards.
Oh, she did.
Oh.
I was like, oh no, I forgot.
She bought a couple packs of happy hour to bring home.
Oh.
And then she, she scanned
the damaged ones.
Woo,
yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, I love me some
but yeah,
cheese
I'm
balls.
Surprised you don't like Cheeto Puffs better?
Cheese balls.
I cannot.
I feel like cheese balls don't taste.
The stuck in your teeth. I can't do the goop.
Well, that, you,
Well, that's why you gotta.
And sometimes they kind of hurt your tongue. Like, it depends on how.
Oh, they hurt your throat and tongue when you eat a lot of those. I think it's like almost like pepper. Like, you feel like this sense of pepper in your throat where it's like, I can't breathe.
You gotta do the half bite to where you don't like squish it down in your teeth. You go. And you like work your way around it until it gets smaller.
I eat
you
know slow what I'm talking about? Too, so I don't get that feeling.
You do the half bite.
Why didn't you get a tattoo?
Why didn't I?
Yeah, they both got tattoos.
I fell asleep.
he was. I couldn't believe it. He wasn't out there. But you, were you scared to get? I feel like you were way too scared to.
No, I would have done it. I fell asleep, and honestly, I just like wasn't feeling good that night. We all, like, we started drinking at like noon. Yeah. And bounced around.
Oh,
and
that was
the day I didn't eat at the first spot. And I was like,
that'll do.
I was like, we're probably going to go somewhere after this. And they had like these giant, like wet burritos that were really good. And I took like a bite and I was like, that is way too heavy right now. Let me wait. And then next thing I knew, it was like 7 o'clock and we're in the club still. And I'm just like, I need food. So we ordered like a pizza in the club. And then we were just like eating pizza. And then like after that we left and I just like went home and I was like,
is wild. Like waking up hungover and knowing you have to do another full day of just crazy antics.
I love that.
And you almost start to forget like what day it is. It's the weirdest thing.
Or when you're on that flight home after a whole bender of a weekend, you're like, what did I do?
Yeah.
And no memory.
You guys were getting fucked up in the back of the plane on the way home. Scott had like 4 glasses of wine.
Oh, no, no. Okay, no. I wasn't getting messed up, right? I was sober. I was feeling like shit. And then I went back because I was bored. I went back next to them and Scott had like 3 cups of wine and Todd had 2. I was like, oh, y'all getting crazy back here, huh? And then I'm sitting there. I'm like listening. I hear them both laughing, having a great time. Had a little foam and I was just like, Let me get a cup of wine, please. And that lady, she was so charged. She was like, you want a cup of wine too? It was almost like she wanted to be a part of the shit that was happening.
It was the fun flight.
Yeah, it was a lot
of fun. I fell asleep on the plane home and I woke up and I looked back at Scott and he was like, I was like, oh my God, they're still going.
Yeah, I cannot believe going. That. Zane's TikTok of me that ended up doing really well.
Oh my God, did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that did so well for me.
We both had the mindset that this is going to get deleted immediately.
You know, there's like the one drunk.
Drinking the espresso?
Yeah, and guess what?
Drunk ideas. You just posted.
I fake sipped the drink, all right?
Yeah.
You're right.
I knew you were fake sipping.
I think a lot of people know that. The only people that didn't know are the people that don't know you.
No, people were so,
that know you.
The top comments were like, why was she sober for so long? Like, I can't believe she broke it.
Oh
like,
my God.
There's no reason. I just like don't enjoy it.
What was the moment? Like, no, that was all so interesting because you dancing, that was all like all that happened before. And then, out of nowhere, the margarita, the espresso martini came in and you just took a sip. And I thought it was like really, I don't know. I forget how that happened, but. We just put it together.
Oh, yeah, you guys are great together. Yeah. Y'all like.
Let's make it look like you got drunk.
Yeah. Y'all should have escalated. Y'all should have got cops.
I know.
Just busted. Like far away, Mariah's just like on the hood of a car.
Yeah, we could have went
She's just getting
further.
Pushed in the back, but it's like far away.
It's fun putting those pieces together and like, you know, creating art.
Yeah. Concocting in peace. A masterpiece.
We did see, when we were at the bar, we were at the club. We look outside in the street and there's like 10 cop cars and they're all pointing their guns at somebody. Remember?
Oh yeah. That was crazy.
Wait, guns drawn.
Guns drawn. And we were like,
now in Arizona, the bars and clubs in Old Town are all like connected to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You just go right through the wall and they're all open because it gets so hot there. Like there's no walls. It's just, everything's open. So it was just open like this. And then the guy was in the street right there. Like nobody was safe. All the bartenders were like, what do we do?
It's also really strict out there too. Like you can't be too drunk out there.
You get arrested for everything.
Get arrested for that.
You get arrested for, being too drunk, peeing in the alley.
A lot of bars get, you know how a lot of bars, like you get away with being there underage? Like,
yeah.
But in Arizona, no fucking tolerance for that shit.
My parents were like in Arizona one time with one of my cousins and my cousin was underage and they kicked him out or something.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
this one girl we were with, I'm not going to say, before she was 21, she got her fake taken away and they put her in jail. Like
that's insane.
They didn't just take it away and make her go home. Like they handcuffed her and put her
in
jail.
Did she get charged with a felony? Isn't a fake ID a felony?
Yeah, right?
I think
it depends if it's
on the ID.
Yeah, it depends if it's your picture. or if you have somebody else's ID, that's really bad.
Somebody else's ID is worse.
Identity theft.
Yeah.
See, that's wild. I feel like if it was someone else's, I think having...
You're using somebody else's identity. I think that's worse.
Yes, but like it's a legitimate thing. You created a fake government document.
I know.
One is a real document, but you could claim in court, I had it as my friend's thing and I accidentally gave it to the cop.
I think they look more further into it. Like if you... Like you have this person, like you're almost taking their identity and you're pretty much doing whatever you want with it. I think that when you look at it in that sense of like a bigger scale, that's worse than you just having this fake
identity. Because if you do something bad, that's on that.
Exactly.
That's why in college though, I was too scared to have my face on a fake ID. I'd rather have someone else's ID because someone's sitting there looking at cards. They know how to spot a fake. It's better just to have a real ID. Right. Like, yeah. This is real. You're good. Rather than being like, up.
Hold on.
What is this? Nothing worse than that feeling.
Yeah.
Even when I still give my ID to this day, I'm 30 years old. I still think I'm going to get busted.
Yeah.
I can't look them in the eye. I'm like.
And the face that I give is.
You're trying too hard to be casual. It's like, no, you're good. You're 10 years.
The face that I give is like almost like I'm faking it every single time. Like I'm just like. I look at him. I'm like, I'm trying to be as confident as possible that this is a real ID.
I don't know what it's to insane. Do with mine because I still have my long hair in mine and the edges are like rolled up and starting to like tuck into itself. And every time like I give it, they always do the look up at me and I'm just like this. I don't know. I don't know what face to make.
Yours expires next year.
No.
Can't you just order it online? Can't you just order online now when your ID expires?
Yeah, you can, but mine, the picture is up.
Oh, the picture is expired.
Like, I would be due for...
I think Todd back.
Yeah.
Todd's picture is about maybe... I think it expired already, Todd's picture. He was like fucking... 15. He was like 16, 15 in his fucking ID.
Got his permit done. Yeah.
That was his permit. 100% like, his permit ID he still uses.
If a bouncer is like not paying attention, they're like, whoa. Which one of... This is you. Speaking of legalities, this might not even be that interesting, but I think it's interesting. I don't want to say the name of this business because I love the business so much.
Okay.
And I pointed out something to a business. I'm not saying I'm a Karen, okay?
Can we, if we guess what it is?
I'm a, what?
If we guess what it is, can we put it in?
Sure. Do you want to guess what it is?
No. I'm just like, as you're saying the story.
Okay.
You're trying to guess the business?
I'm not a Karen, okay? But I'm a lenient legal Laura, you know? Like, I like pointing out something. If I feel like it's not up to code, I'm going to let a place know.
Karen.
No, because I said this. Oh, I didn't report this. A Karen would report it.
Okay.
I go to this place for breakfast, tacos a lot. I don't want to say the name of the business because I don't want to put them in more
Del Taco.
No, better than that. I go there all the time. Every time I would walk up, I notice, you know where the handicap spot is. You know how like handicap spot, you pull up. And then next to the handicap area, there's the strike zone where that person loads off. Right there, and it's kind of, they have a valet situation. So sure, you can, if you were in a handicap situation, you could park in any other lots. But still, legally, a handicap spot next to it, the stripe zone, they had it covered. They had huge planter trees on top of the covered zone.
Okay.
And every day I would walk up to, not every day, but like I go to this place a lot. I'm like, these plants need to be moved. This is a violation. I go, they're going to get fined. And this place just opened and I love coming here and I don't want this to go out of business. So I go and I tell the people there and I go, hey, I love this place. I'm from Texas. That's on theme with the restaurant. I'm not saying the name of the restaurant. And they're like, because they love it. They're like, oh my God, awesome.
It's Panda Express.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm from Texas.
And I go, I'm saying this to you guys. I don't have a problem with this, but I think someone else will. And I don't
want you didn't want this place to get in trouble because you love them so much.
Valid. I go, I get it. I'm pretty sure. Saying you're breaking the law, but like this is a violation and you're gonna probably get fined or sued if you don't fix that. And then like the person like looked at it and goes, oh my God, I think you're right. But then it was like, I then said it twice one time to these people because another week went by and they didn't do it. And I said it the second time and I go, hey, I noticed those planes haven't moved. I'm just saying. And then, but each time the person I would tell, he goes, you have a really good point.
Then why aren't they
so
doing
I think
anything?
Clearly one person said something they didn't do anything. Second
no,
person,
I think
and then I walk up next week, they are I right there as I'm, they have a whole crew of people moving the trees that's from that funny. Area, opening it up.
As you were pulling in.
As I was pulling in.
They saw you coming. They saw you coming. We got to go.
They were already hired to do it because it's not like someone could just go and do it by hand. You would have to hire like a forklift to come and move these massive trees.
That's not a Karen.
Not a Karen.
That's,
but
a,
I don't,
that's a hero.
But it was kind of cool watching like...
You did that.
I like was part of like a change for a business and I saved
I'm surprised that you did this more for the restaurant than more for the handicapped people that come to the restaurant.
You know,
and
yeah,
it's just so you could go get your tacos. Doesn't care
about... So they can come out.
You know
and
Matt's going to bring his friends purposely just to point out there used to be these plants here.
Oh, I know.
What I did.
You should invite your handicapped friends over there and show them that it was a good idea for them to move these plants.
Check this out. So before you wouldn't be able to like move around.
Or no,
space.
Don't even say anything. Have them come and have them use that area. And as they're looking, look at the workers and go, yeah.
He just does this.
Or then I was thinking how evil it would have been if I like went to someone with a handicap and we go, I know a place where we can sue. And I want to cut.
We'll split the bag.
And I want to cut.
Oh, and so we're going to go stage like, we can't get out.
You know what's crazy?
That's a Karen.
You know what's crazy? There's people like just like that that would do that.
Oh, yeah. People seek this
about.
That
was a perfect shit.
I was sitting on some bad information. Yeah,
well, is that the right?
Sitting on a gold mine.
Really interesting.
Have you all ever won a sweepstakes?
Never.
No.
Mariah.
Never, ever.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of people that have won like those like Nickelodeon sweepstakes.
Yeah,
who won the
Danimals sweepstakes?
With Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, the kid on TikTok posted it like a year ago.
He did?
Cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
He got to like hang with them and...
Yeah. Why does everybody remember the Danimals?
Because everybody wanted it.
You know what's crazy? Back then, you're not thinking that Zach and Cody probably getting paid so much for those Danimals. In your head, you're just like, oh, they're so sweet. They're going to be hanging for the fan for a day. Like it's so crazy. You don't think about like the logistics for all these like sweepstakes.
I just entered a contest the other day.
Well, good luck. For what?
It's to win this book I've been really looking forward to. But it's I get
just
an early
buy the
copy.
Book.
You know what?
The book's not out until January. I thought I could get it early.
Next month.
You know what?
Yeah. 3 weeks from now.
Yeah. What gets me though is the Omaze stuff. I've entered those a few times.
The what?
Omaze.
I don't know what that
What's
is.
What's that?
Where you can win like the car. You know,
you win the house. Oh my God. You think that's true?
I don't do the house one because then
you know there's a house one, right?
Yeah. Here's a $10 million house in Los Angeles.
But why do I feel like that on. You're doing the person the worst favor in getting them a $10 million house? Now they have all these fucking bills that they have to pay.
Well, you can either take the house or you could take a cash equivalent. They'll give you like a certain number.
Ah.
Did you watch Pepsi Where's My Jet?
Pepsi Where's My Jet?
It's out on Netflix right now. It's like a 4-part documentary.
Is this a true story about a guy who applied for the Pepsi thing and won a Jeopardy, never got it?
Or? Yeah. So basically, Pepsi had like this commercial where it was about buy Pepsi, get like stuff, whatever it was.
You get points.
And you would get points for however much Pepsi you bought, and you could redeem it for, it was like a leather jacket or a t-shirt or whatever.
Right.
And the commercial popped up and it showed how much the jacket was, how many points it would be, how much... this would be. And then the last thing was a Harrier jet and it said 7 million Pepsi points. So the guy watching it.
Is there also one that was a tank too?
No. Right. It was just that. So the whole joke was they said everything that was obviously winnable, like merch and stuff. And they did a jet as a joke. When you watch, you're like, oh, that's a joke. That's funny. But in fine print, they never said.
There was no fine print. There was no like, not actually.
Yeah.
That you couldn't get it. So it was just like it gradually got more and more expensive for points. And then the last thing was a Harrier jet, which was 7 million. So it looks like outrageous, but this guy was sitting there and he's like, I wonder how much that would cost if I actually bought like however much Pepsi it would be. And he found out it would cost like $4 million, whatever, to have that many Pepsi points to get it. So he's like,
and then that jet is worth how much?
Jet was worth like 32 million.
$32 million.
Oh, I thought it was 50.
So then he was like, okay, well, that's still a...
Was he rich?
A good investment. No, but he had met this guy that was like older than him that he was like good friends with because of like hiking or whatever. So he
was young, right? He was like a teenager?
Yeah.
Trying to figure this out?
I think he was like 20 years old or something like that, like young guy. And he got the guy to like say yes and basically like pitched it to him, this whole idea. He's like, all right, let's try to get this jet. Because there was nothing that, you know, said it was not real. But then they ran into like a bunch of problems with how they would get all of it, how they would store it, whatever. But he saw somewhere that you could just buy Pepsi points. Like you could just write in like, to redeem Pepsi points. So it was like $1 for 10 Pepsi points or something like that, whatever the exchange was.
And it ended up
being like
cheaper.
Yeah, it ended up being way cheaper just to like buy the points.
$600,000
It ended up being like $700,000 that he would have to spend in order to get 7 million Pepsi points.
And they were going to just wait to get these points first and then come to them.
But they found this loophole.
Yeah.
So they wrote the check for $700,000, sent it in, and was like, I'd like to redeem this for my Harrier jet.
And
so
then Pepsi. What year is this?
In the 90s.
Yeah, this was a long, yeah, it was back.
I don't remember what actual year, but yeah, it was in the 90s. And it was just like this whole back and forth thing about Pepsi being like, we obviously were like making a joke for the commercial, and they were like back and forth with lawyers. Like, it's not clear that it's a joke because there was no fine print, whatever. And then Pepsi ended up changing it to 700 million Pepsi points for the commercial.
What do you mean? So they changed the commercial. Edited the commercial and put it out?
And, yeah. then,
and then they put Just Kidding.
And then
the
a
bottom.
Few days later, they edited it again and was like 700 million Just Kidding. So like they clearly were like, okay, we need to change this. So it was just years and years of back and forth between Pepsi, but they offered them like $1 million to be like, all right, let's just drop it. Here's $1 million. And the guy was like, no, I want my jet. This is
how much money did he already spend? He's like, I already spent $1 million on the points.
Well, they didn't cash the check.
Yeah, so Pepsi never cashed it.
Pepsi didn't accept that $700,000 check. And they sent him like a coupon for like free Coke.
They sent, they said, here's some shrimp cocktail.
it was insane. But yeah, it was years and years of going back and forth with them.
And he still, to this day, hasn't got the jet.
No.
They sued him. He sued them. This whole thing with Pepsi.
So it ended and he didn't end up getting anything.
Oh, I didn't watch the end of it, but I thought I heard somebody say that he did end up getting.
Documentary?
Yeah.
On where?
Netflix.
Shit. Oh, Matt, you would love the way
it's shot.
Oh,
so well.
The way it's edited.
It's amazing.
Beautiful.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's beautiful. Really fun.
They're like recreating it. So they have this like young guy and it looks like it's in the 90s and he's like comes home from school. Like this
it's
whole
really
thing.
Cool.
Can I recommend a documentary that I just watched recently?
Yeah.
It's similar, nostalgic as well. It's on YouTube under this channel called Defunct Land. And this guy makes like these really great 30 minute to an hour and 30 minute long videos relating to Disney. So what is the Disney Channel theme song?
Dun, 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 dun. It's like that. Dun, like, dun, it's dun, like that. Dun,
yes, that's dun, yeah. It's dun, dun. It's those four notes. The dun 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 dun. So it's iconic. It's
wait,
it's,
not the actual like intro.
No, Disney Channel.
Where it like builds up. Dun, it's that whole
na,
like.
Na, 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 na,
no, that's Disney. That's
wah, 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 wah.
It's this one.
No, dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
But I feel like that's new. That's like when Disney Channel started making.
Well, it's when the Disney Channel had like its like peak era. Like it peaked in like the 2000s. So this guy, he does a huge deep dive in. He starts investigating who wrote the no. Disney Channel. The
who dun. Wrote- Who wrote the note?
Who wrote the notes, basically?
Yeah.
The da-da-da-da, iconic. He cannot find out who it is. He goes deeper and deeper. He's interviewing everybody who was like on set for the wand bits and stuff. Finding out those people. Dude, I'm getting chills. I don't want to spoil it, but it was each day I would watch like 20 minutes of it when I'd sit down and knit.
Yeah.
It's so beautifully done because our peak or like our generation, it talks all about that era of Disney Channel that we were watching with Disney Channel original movies and That's So Raven and Lizzie McGuire, even Stevens. It was this pivotal era in the Disney Channel. It had like a peak of like 30 million viewers at the time.
Yeah.
Now Disney Channel struggles to get just like 800,000 viewers, dude.
Just any other shows.
Yeah. Wow. We had this peak thing, but this guy, so anyways, it's this great, it's called Defunct Land Disney Channel theme song. It's like an hour and 30 minutes. It's so
it's only to find good. Out who wrote the
because it was a whole mystery
who
behind
wrote the
it
notes
about the guy who did it, and it's so beautifully done.
I kind of want you to just tell me
right
now. I don't know. It's just so because you let it up,
dude. Because that's the thing is I don't like spoiling anything. That's like
it's like is it like Billy Idol, and we're all gonna be like, whoa, I can't believe he did. Is it somebody that's known? No.
I think it's the way he finds out, is what makes it so
exciting.
The
way this guy makes his videos, you feel like you're investigating with him, and it's so, I don't know, it's so entertaining, and it also-
Is he a YouTuber, would you say?
He is a YouTuber, but he's one of those like deep, like I don't know how to say it. Like everything he's saying is so well written or like rehearsed and like thought out and stuff. And his interviews are really great questions. And he never shows his face once.
I feel like you guys would like something like that. Yeah. I feel like Mariah would like something.
You would get a big kick out
because
of it.
Because I would be that person to dig deep and deep.
You hit him up. Hey, you want to figure out something else?
What about this tune? Before I finish watching it.
Bro, you come up with your own tune and you're like, hey, this tune was in the 90s. Let's try to figure this one out together.
I would say don't spoil it for yourself. Go and like watch the YouTube video, because I think it was the best YouTube video I watched all year. Like it should win an Oscar.
Really? It's on just YouTube. Well, that's
how good of like the...
Sounds like it should be more.
That's kind of sick though, that it's like on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's free.
Like a great documentary.
I mean, this kid already has millions and millions of subscribers and...
Like, oh, I thought he was like a really small one that just like made this really good doc that like...
This is just his best one he's ever made in his whole life. And yeah, a lot of his stuff is like very hyper Disney, where I'm like, well, I don't really care about a certain ride that was at Disneyland.
So everything's Disney that he kind of like puts out.
But this one was about the Disney Channel thing and it... Oh, dude, it's so fucking good.
All right, do we have to be knitting while we watch this? Is that what made it fun to watch? Okay.
You should look into Disney and Werner Von Braun.
What is that?
just go down that rabbit hole one night.
All right. And there's so many Disney conspiracies.
There are so many that I've seen. Like, it's like so dark sometimes. Like when
did you hear about what happened at Disney a couple days ago?
Yeah, at the parking garage.
What?
Wait, no. What happened? No, what happened?
A guy. Sorry, this is dark. Trigger warning.
A guy
unalived himself. A principal of an elementary school went in the parking garage at Disneyland Disney World.
No. Wait, just in the parking garage.
He jumped.
He went
Was he with
principal? Like that is the darkest.
Wait, was he with family or was he with kids?
Apparently, him and his wife were getting divorced and stuff. Or
he left a note behind.
I think him and his wife were getting divorced, and she accused him of like abusing her. And then he was like, "Well, now you've ruined my career. I won't be able to get hired again. Like everything's, and you're divorcing me." But then you go to the happiest place on earth and like ruin people's family vacations that day.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out like, did it mean something? Like, did he
definitely meant something? He wanted. This is where we can go deeper about suicide, and I really don't want to. But that was pretty dark about Disney. But do y'all know Casey Anthony is running around in y'all's hometown?
Yeah.
Yo, did you see that video on TikTok?
She's partying up.
She was with Steel Panther.
Shut.
She was with Steel Panther in the back, like fucking singing.
Like,
I couldn't
backstage,
bro. I couldn't believe
Casey Anthony running around Fort Lauderdale, y'all.
Free.
It was like they're like it looked woman. Like he was there like groupie. Like she was in the backstage. I couldn't believe it.
What?
Bro, I can't believe I didn't send it to you. I honestly didn't send it to you at first because I didn't think it was true. I thought it was like this girl that looked just like.
I sent it right to you.
It was me. I thought she looked like. I thought this girl looked like her. So I was just like, I can't believe it. But then I looked into it. Casey
well,
Anthony.
she just put out her own Peacock special where it's like Casey Anthony in her own words.
And tells all.
I've been so skeptical to watch it because it's technically like giving her money and giving
her
attention.
Let it in the past.
Jeez.
It was wild.
What would you do if you saw Casey Anthony?
I mean, I would be like actually terrified of her because she's a murderer.
It must be so tough to go, or I do not feel sorry for Casey Anthony. Let me just say that.
But I did when she did have her like, photography.
But just to go out, imagine everyone just knows that like you killed your child and you're trying to go out of bars and like party.
That's the thing. Like, she must be sick to be going out still. She probably doesn't even like, you must be really a crazy person if you're still going out.
Denial is a river in Egypt. You killed your daughter. Sorry.
Okay, I know we're like talking about like giving her a show and all this, but should we have her here?
Zane, don't even. I'm not having her on the podcast.
We would ruin this show. I would like to have
I would be like, run the night through me again. I want to know what happened. You tell me.
I would like a Zoom call.
Look at this, Heath. What fucking partying it up with Steel Panther.
That is bonkers.
Do you think Steel Panther knew that she was there?
Did they just bring people up on stage? Is that what this is? Or she was backstage hanging out?
Wait, Steel Panther were the people that were in your bedroom?
Yes, in our apartment. Yes. That's why we're freaking out.
Wait, so their part was... I just don't get how none of those girls are even like caring that Casey Anthony is right there. If it was me, I'd be like,
stop the show.
Stop the show.
I would square up with Casey Anthony.
You can tell she wants to people to recognize her. Yeah. She wants people 100%. To look at her.
Sick in the head.
She's sick.
I think she almost like kind of wants someone to like assault her or something, and then she can charge back and then like profit.
I would get in the ring with Casey Anthony. I would train and get in the ring with
Casey. You would have the nation on your shoulders.
Is this you calling her out for a fight?
I would kick her ass.
Yeah, let's do it.
You cannot lose that fight, Mariah.
I won't.
You cannot lose.
I will not.
What if this gets to her and like this actually gets set up? It's the next, what is it, Rough and Rowdy? the thing that, the fight that Susie's doing? Could you imagine a Rough and Rowdy with Mariah?
I think it's bigger than Barstool Sports. I think HBO Max can get this one.
That would.
Oh yeah, go.
That would be like a full blown pay per view event.
Absolutely.
Staten Island Mom versus Casey.
I just want to know what Casey Anthony is walking away with at the end of it, huh?
Nothing.
Yeah, I just want to sit down with Casey Anthony and go, "Who is Zanny the nanny, Casey?" Remember they go
Zanny. What's your nanny's name? Zanny.
Where's your daughter been? She's been with Zanny the nanny. She's who didn't exist. Insane. Or Zanny the nanny, I think, is like code for giving your kids Xanax when you want them to go to bed. You're absolutely like, how about you take a little bit of Zanny the nanny and don't bother me?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I hate that she hasn't looked like she aged.
I know,
like, why does she
look she looks incredible, huh?
Stop.
Honestly, don't give her that. Great.
She would kill Velcro so fast.
Oh, 100%. Imagine all the mothers with their babies at that concert, just like having to fucking hide them. Yeah.
Can you imagine though turning on your parents? You commit a crime and then you put it on your parents and you ruin their lives. Like that's what her whole argument is now, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the dad found, or that Kaylee drowned. Then the dad found it and the dad tried to cover it up because didn't want Casey to be charged with neglectful parenting.
Yeah. Hmm. Something like that.
I think that's the story she's running with. But what happened to Zanny the nanny? Or saying you work at Universal Studios and then you tell the police.
And then she walks them around the entire park for hours and she goes, "I don't work here."
Wait, what?
She did that.
She told them she worked at Universal and they were like, "Okay, take us there." So she got them into the park somehow. She's walking around, and then she turns around and goes, "Okay, I never worked here."
How is that not?
She still got away free.
Mariah, bring it back. Be the defunct at Disneyland documentary-er.
I will.
Put Casey away.
The next documentary.
You guys squaring up.
Squaring up with the case.
Y'all are definitely two different weight classes probably, right?
No matter.
Girls? Yeah, isn't that why Casey?
Casey Anthony. I don't think it matters.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What?
No, because I'm embarrassed. Something clicked, but I'll say it after because I don't want him making fun of me.
Oh, what? No. What happened?
I want to hear.
I know. I'm really...
Hey. Her view.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's okay. That's okay, Mariah.
Yeah, you fucking just idiot.
Because it's always like pay-per-view. I'm like, what the frig is paper?
I'm sure.
Zane saying we all have to tune in so she can get paid the full amount. Light bulb. First time.
I'm sure there's people watching right now that didn't know it was pay-per-view.
Nobody wants to admit it.
That's why when bars, they'll pay for they'll pay for their TVs to have it, and they charge everybody at the door. Because they're
I hate that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's how you make money, by the bar paying.
No, I know. I know. People. I'm just saying that's how it's all part, like, in their there's head, also, they're like, "Oh, we're going to make people pay for it because everybody should be paying to watch this because we paid for it."
There's also something weird. I think bars have to pay extra to be able to have it at their bar.
I've heard that too.
So
oh,
really? they charge like bars like an absurd amount to be able to do it.
Oh, because you can if it's sell in a them. Bar, that's like 100 people that they're losing.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song is Silent Night, Holy Night.
Pussy Poppin' for Santa.
Ooh.
Lonely Christmas by Scott and Heath.
Lonely Christmas.
Lonely Christmas.
That's Mariah's
thing. I don't want another lonely Christmas. Hey, baby, when I want a Christmas with you.
That'll do it.
Okay.
Well, I remember. Did you have like a verse in that?
Yeah, I rapped on it.
I was in the music video, I think.
I thought I was Kid Rock for a minute.
Kid Rock.
Let's close this out.
Yeah, let's close it out and do the unwind. Unwind is so fun.
Who's ready for the unwind?
I'm ready for the unwind.
Make sure to check out Kuromoda Coffee, Kuromoda.com. We have our new holiday flavor, Holiday Spice.
Ooh, holiday Spice.
We've got pumpkin spice, the holiday blend. We've got espresso in whole and ground bean. We've got the K-Cups, everything you want. We've got new drinkware. We've got... you know, all the goodies. I was trying to think if we had the bigger tumbler back in stock, but we don't have it in stock right now.
Oh, okay.
Kuromoda.com. Also, make sure to check our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do a bonus episode every single month. It's either a drunk or a high episode with a guest. We do our monthly Q&A that you could tune into. And once you sign up, you get access to everything we've ever posted on there.
And if you want to watch the unfiltered episode that was supposed to be on last week, again, you can check it out at patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You'll get it. Audio. Is the audio from the cameras, but it's still watchable and listenable.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't want to put it on here.
And then we also post an unwind where we keep the cameras rolling for like 20 minutes extra and just hang out with our unwinders on Patreon. So if you want to watch an extended version of the podcast, make sure to check it out. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much for ending that, closing that for us.
I got you, baby.
And anything else to add before we stop?
Be safe out there. It's the holidays. It's crazy times. But your family,
get to the airport extra early.
Your family and your loved ones want to see you. So just be safe. You know,
for the people in Fort Lauderdale, if you're going to watch Steel Panther, just be careful of your surroundings, all right?
If y'all see Casey Anthony out there, send us pics. Keep your eyes peeled. When you're at an intersection, look over. Because
you never know.
You never know. All right, we love you so much. Thank you for tuning to another episode. And we will see you next week.
See you cats on Flip Flop later.
Add us on Snapchat.
Add us on Snap, baby.
Oh.